right. Praise the good Lord on this cold time change. November the 3rd, Sunday morning. I thought time change may be the reason I got this problem of global warming. I think the sun's mixed up on what it's supposed to do as we're trying to make everything cater to our every whim. And I say that with great charity. I really don't like the time change. I'll just be honest. I wish they'd leave it alone. Yeah. I have to adjust my truck radio, and it's done got where it don't even work no more. It's wore it out trying to swap the time around from here to there and all the way around. But I'm so glad today, beautiful day the Lord's given us, gathering His house, looking forward to hearing from the Word of God today.
Amen.
Looking forward to hearing good gospel singing,
mm-hmm.
Good gospel preaching. And I tell you what, I'm kind of like old Joshua. I made my choice. I'm going to serve the Lord no matter what.
Right.
I know we're in the Laodicean church age, a great falling away, but I ain't going to fall away. I don't want to say that like Peter said that I'd never fall away. I'll just put it this way. I'm going to purpose my heart to be in church. Amen.
That's right.
I do believe if we practice attending church, I do believe if we pray and give the utmost attention, give the most earnest heed to the Word of God, I don't believe we'll find like some cars I know slipping the transmission won't pull the hill. I believe we'll find that we got everything we need to keep going for God. Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Last Sunday, we stopped at verse number 34. And before I start this Sunday school lesson, I've got a couple things I want to mention, but I want to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You for the privilege, Lord, to stand today for the Word of God. We thank You, Father, Lord, that You preserved Your Word. Lord, You've given it to us. Your Word says the Lord gave the Word. Great was the company of those that published it, Psalm 68, verse 11. Lord, without You giving it, we wouldn't have it. And not only did You give it, Lord, but You gave us teachers and preachers and pastors, Lord, that would nurture our hearts and help us, Lord, to know the great things, the great treasures that the Word of God has. We pray, Father God, today, You'd open Your Word. Yeah. Open Your Word to our understanding. Open our eyes. We may behold wondrous things out of Your law. We promise to give You praise and glory. In Jesus' blessed, precious name, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to say this before I teach this Sunday school lesson. Tuesday this week, we'll be voting for our governor, which governor that we're going to have. One reason I want to say this is because Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. I know that's a tribulation passage, but it's still true.
Right.
He said that in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 4. He said in verse number 5 that many would be deceived. He said in verse 11, they'll deceive many. And he just kept on going down there about deception. And he said, they'll say this, they'll say that. He said, believe it not in verse 23. So I just want to touch on that right there because I want to kind of give some insight to this governor's race. Before I give this insight, let me say I thank God for our governor.
Yeah.
He's the most pro-life governor I believe that Kentucky has ever had. And he's definitely got my vote. I'm not going to try to get politic up here. I just want to put some things out here that's not common knowledge. I listen to this guy right here. His name is Lee Watts. He's the head of GodAndCountryMinistry.com. Lee Watts works at the capital of Kentucky in Frankfort. His job, he's a conservative, and he's a conservative watchdog. And all he does is watch what's going on in Kentucky. His job in the military, he's a military man. He said, when I was in the military, my job was media relations. I downloaded this off his website. We had to study what to do. Morning, Sister Sharon.
Morning.
We had to study what to do against propaganda. The key to propaganda is to accuse the enemy of the very thing that you are guilty of.
That's right.
This is precisely what has happened on the Kentucky teacher pension issue. The ones who robbed the teachers are accusing those who actually funded their pensions of defrauding the teachers, it's almost as if the media isn't being truthful, but trying to hide this. I see if I can read this word. This advantage as an agenda. Now let me say why I said that. Here's fact. Which governor funded the teachers' pensions at only 16% of what was supposed to be funded to the teachers' pension? He said, hint, it rhymes with for sure. How many teachers come to protest that? This man's got facts here.
Yeah.
He's not just throwing his stuff out there. He says, which governor, number two here, which governor funded the teachers' pensions at 100% for each year he has been in office? Hint, he's the one that's been told is robbing the teachers' funding.
Yeah.
So that shows you how propaganda needs to be cleared up. I'm just like everybody else. I thought, I can't believe that. And here, this is kind of good news to me.
Yeah.
Now I can vote correctly for not a crook, but a conservative that's really doing Kentucky a lot of good. Now let's get on to the Sunday school lesson. I hope everybody takes that. And you know what? You are to search it out yourself. This is common knowledge.
Yes.
You know, Paul, he made a statement there. I believe it's in Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 34. He said, some have not this knowledge. He said, I speak this to your shame. It's to our own shame that we don't know things like what Brother Lee Watts there brought out.
Right.
He's got a radio program on King of Kings Radio. He's on every Saturday afternoon at 5:30. You're to listen to him. He's a great man of God. All right, Proverbs. We're in Proverbs chapter 8. I want to give the most earnest heed to the Word of God. We'll back on up to verse 34. It says, hear instruction and be wise. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
And refuse it not. I had a conversation with a young girl this week. I won't tell her name, but I care a lot about her. Our conversation was about the very thing I just shared with y'all, about the misunderstanding about the teacher's pension. I guess you could call her a snowflake. She put her fingers in her ears and went out the door. She didn't want to hear it. A lot of people are like that. It says, hear instruction and be wise.
Yeah.
And refuse it not. Some people refuse.
Yes, that's right.
You remember when Stephen was given that great discourse in Acts chapter 7. Right before they stoned him. Let me get to where I'm at here. This is a good example here. Acts chapter 7, verse 54. Now he's given a great discourse. It's truth. This is pure truth.
Yeah.
Verse 54, and when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. They gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Look. Then they cried out with a loud voice. What did he do? And stopped their ears.
Yeah.
And ran upon him with one accord. Some people just won't receive instruction.
No. Mm-hmm.
Brother Ed shared something with me this week. I'll tell you what, I was kind of glad to hear it. He said he's praying over the medicine he gives his wife. I say, that's not only wise and good, but we should have already been doing that. I hadn't thought of that. Mm-hmm. He said, Brother Ed, I even pray over the medicine before I give it to my wife. Now, boy, that's a good husband, amen. Mm-hmm. But hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Some people just refuse to hear anything that doesn't agree with what they've been taught. That don't mean it's right. I have to admit, Paul thought he was right till he run into right, and then he had to throw everything he had learned away and count it but done for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ. But you know what? You got to hear instruction before you can be wise. Mm-hmm. verse 34. Blessed. Boy, I like the way that starts out right there.
Yes.
Blessed is the man that heareth me. Boy, God's got blessings. Bountiful blessings.
Yes,
he wants us to have them.
That's right.
He says, here's how you can get them. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. You know, everybody may not show up at church today, but I bet you this, those that do show up, I bet they get a blessing, amen.
Amen.
I sure wouldn't want to come if I wasn't going to get a blessing.
Amen.
But I'll tell you what, I found out this much. I've been saved 31 years. I found out God always sets a table. It's thoroughly furnished.
Yeah.
And those that want can have all they want.
Amen.
And I mean, there's heavenly manna for the hungry. There's living water for the thirsty. There's blessings upon blessings to be had.
Right.
And he said, if you want them, he said, watch at my gate. Wait at the post of my door. And I tell you what, when the door's open, go inside and help yourself.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Verse 35. For whoso findeth me, findeth who? Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Some people, well, really Jesus kind of gave us the answer, what I'm fixing to say right here. Look in John chapter 5. Read verse 40. Well, it kind of makes it personal. Well, I'll tell you what, let's read 39. Search the Scriptures. That's the first step.
Right.
For in them, Jesus says, ye think ye have eternal life.
Right.
Now, I said ye is a plural of you.
Right.
So, let me tell you in our kind of language here. Search the Scriptures, for in them all you think, all you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
Mm-hmm.
Now there ain't no missing that. I share this with a Jehovah's Witness guy I work with. His name's Kent. We have quite a few conversations. And I said, Kent, Jesus says you think you got eternal life, and he says you don't. And I said, here, look at verse 40. And he says, and ye, in other words, all of you, will not come to me, that all of you, or ye, might have life. See, the problem is not with wisdom. The problem's not with Jesus. The problem's with the world. The world loves their own. The world follows their own. All they know is what they know, and they don't want nobody to tell them no different.
Right.
So with that in mind, you see this verse 35. Whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me, let's look in 2 Peter. Lord, just open all kind. I'm going to be honest, I hate to be, but I'm going to tell you something. I haven't read any of this, what I'm teaching this morning. I'm just teaching off the cuff. And I thank God, the Holy Spirit, the Bible said, the anointing which we have seen teaches us all things. We have no need of any man teaches. It teaches truth, not a lie. But as I'm sitting here just looking at these three verses, I'm just going to read them real quick and be done. But when you think about what it says there, he that sinneth against me, wrong with his own soul, all they that hate me love death. And you sit here and look in 2 Peter chapter 3, and it says, knowing this first, verse 3, there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is, you know, this is sarcasm right here, where is the promise of His coming? They may have done that in Noah's day. Where is this great flood, Noah, that you're building this boat for? Hey, Noah, you've been building on this boat for 120 years. Where is this great flood? The Bible does mention something about that here in a minute. But it says, where is the promise of His coming? You know, Jesus said, be ye ready.
Right.
He said, for such an hour as ye think not,
right,
the Son of Man's coming.
Right.
Now look, He done come once. He left a mark down here, buddy.
Right.
There's a hill down here called Golgotha that still has the royal blood in the soil of that hill that came from Emmanuel's veins. And praise God, sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. I'm one of them. Somebody said, how do you know? I'll tell you what, I was there when it happened. Amen. But anyway, It says, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. And that is true. But it's not going to continue that way forever.
No.
You can see that in verse number 10.
Yeah.
Verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come.
Right.
Well, anyway, let's get back up here. Verse 5, for this they willingly are ignorant. We're talking about wisdom. The opposite of wisdom is ignorance. So for this they willingly are ignorant of it by what? The word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years is as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The problem of verse 36 is that they won't let God be God. Therefore, they hate death for that reason. Somebody said, why would a loving God send people to hell? God don't send people to hell. He stood between me and hell for 34 years. He's the only reason I didn't make it. I was hell bound.
Yeah.
I want you to know, buddy, from the womb, I was a rebel. I was a rebel all the way to 34 years old. And at 34 years old, I raised up a white flag of surrender. And I said, I surrender. I don't want to be a rebel no more. And I've been obedient now for 31 years to the one that loved me and died for me, gave Himself for me, redeemed me from my sins, and bought me. And I belong to Him. But the world, they don't want that. The world, they sin against themselves, it says right here. They wrong their own soul. They hate Him. Boy, there's a lot right there about hate Him. Jesus said they hate Him without a cause.
Yeah.
Let's look at that real quick in St. John chapter 1. Boy, I'll tell you what, Lord just opened up all kinds of things in my mind this morning. They hated Him without a cause. Look at verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. They didn't want nothing to do with Him.
Right.
Now here He come to bring good news, and they didn't want anything at all to do with Him. And I'm looking for the scripture. They hated Him without a cause. It ain't where I thought it was. But I do remember that they hated Him for no reason at all. He loved them. He forgave them. He healed them. And blessed them. He fed them. And verse 11, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I'm glad, praise God, that I believed on His name. I'm glad, praise God, He gave me power to become a son of God. But they hated Him. And you know, they didn't want nothing to do with Him. Away with Him. Away with Him. They didn't want anything to do with Him. And yet He wanted something to do with them. He wanted to save them from death. He wanted to save them from hell. Verse 36 says a lot. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. All the sinners, they be without excuse. I believe that's in Romans chapter 3. That the whole world may become guilty before God. And you know the world, they got the mind of the world. But it says here, now we know that whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them, they're under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, verse 23, all of sin comes short of the glory of God. And they'll be without excuse. In Romans chapter 1, says they're without excuse. Let's read a few verses here of Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, Let's start at verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. That's in Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. And if you look over here, in the latter part here, they don't even like to retain God in their knowledge. Look at verse 28. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to reprobate mind to those things which are not convenient. Look at verse 31. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. All that lines up with verse 36.
Yeah.
All they that hate me love death.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a scripture in Psalms, and it don't come to my mind right now, but it says the same thing. All they that love me hate all they that hate me love death. And anyway, I certainly ain't going to go on a rabbit chase for that. Let's start chapter 9, verse 1. Wisdom hath built in her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beast. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath set forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. You see, this banquet's been made. The invitation's been given.
Mm-hmm.
Come and dine. Come and dine.
Yeah.
All are welcome. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come eat of my bread. Drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner giveth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man giveth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Has anybody got a clue what that's saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's saying some people are open to advice,
yes,
to wisdom,
right,
and some people, you're wasting your time. I got in trouble, I told y'all, about that scripture about not casting pearls for swine.
Yeah.
And Brother Bobby, his son, Chuck Bobby, you know, Brother Chuck, he just full of love of God. He's about as godly and full of God's love as I know. I mean, just meek and lowly heart. And anyway, he was sharing that verse with me. And even though I got on the slow train, I did get it. Why waste your time arguing with someone that's never, ever going to listen, never, ever going to give their heart or give any place to God? Well, you can find someone over here that's just hoping God will send someone to them that they might be able to receive the Lord and get saved.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of wisdom. The Bible said, he that winneth souls is wise. It says a true witness delivers souls. But it says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Verse 9, teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Look at number 10, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Let's run back real quick to Romans. I'll read it to you. You can just listen to me read it here. But here's a sad verse here in Romans. Now, if you'll notice here, I read verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom,
yes,
and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. In Romans chapter 3, verse number 18, there is no fear of God before their eyes. So some people, they don't want the fear of God. So they make sure to take these out of school. We sure don't want no children to fear God. You know, the fear of man, the Bible said that brings a snare. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of God giveth life. Fear of God prolongeth days. But you see, they don't want no fear of God to be promoted in the schools. Just this week, a young girl got a failing grade because she refused to watch a video on how to convert to Islam in the classroom of these United States of America public school. She refused to do a report on what it took to convert to Islam, and she got a failing grade when she was an A plus honor student. In my opinion, that's in the category, God forbid. That's taking place in our public schools. A young girl, a Christian girl, by the way, that could not condone what they told her was mandatory. She had to watch the video. She refused to watch it. She had to do a report on how to convert to Islam. She refused to do it. She got a failing grade, Kyla. Ain't nothing right about that. But you see, they don't choose to fear the Lord.
No.
They choose the way of man. The way of man, it's a dead-end street. The way of the Lord is the way to life. But anyway, right here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. The world, I was telling Brother Ed before y'all come in here, the world by wisdom knew not God.
Yeah.
And God, the Bible said, He winks at the wisdom of this world in Acts 17 and commends all men everywhere to repent. I wish we could have a Nineveh of repentance in America. Mm-hmm. But look here, verse 11. If you do incline to wisdom, it says, verse 11, by me, who? Wisdom. Thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Everybody wants to live a good long life, don't they?
Yeah.
They just don't want to do it God's way.
That's right.
They want some kind of pill. They want some kind of procedure. They want some kind of physician. Y'all know that there's infidels that hate God so much. They don't like to retain God in their knowledge. Carol, I'm not kidding you. They had their heads cut off, frozen in liquid nitrogen for the chance and hope that one day man could somehow conquer death and they could put their head on another body and they could somehow get around death and somehow live beyond the appointed days.
Oh, Lord.
Man, oh man, that's done with a box of rocks. I might get my head cut off, but it sure ain't going to be for something as stupid as that. I mean, if I'm going to get my head cut off, it's because I took a stand for the Lord and I wouldn't bend, I wouldn't bow,
right,
and I ain't going to burn. He throw me in hell, I'll have to walk around and keep him freezing dead. That's what them three Hebrew boys, he says, they walk around
right
down there. Somebody said, what was they walking around for? They about to freeze dead down there.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Nebuchadnezzar, the one had him thrown in there, he said, I see four.
Yeah.
And the fourth looks and his appearance is like to the Son of God. I tell you what, buddy, he was in the fire with them. And praise God, I'm glad it won't kindle upon us. I'm glad, praise God, we've got the best fire insurance ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, he said, on this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell not prevail against it. I claim that promise. Amen. Well, anyway, like I said, the world, they're going to go any way but God's way. But you think they'd be inclined to this verse 11. For by me, talking about wisdom, thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Now let's take scripture and compare scripture with scripture.
Right.
So since it's talking about wisdom, we can look real quick over here at Proverbs chapter number 4. My son, attend unto my words, verse 20, and incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto all those that find them, and health to all their flesh. That'd be one thing that would cause you to live a little longer right there. Have a healthy life from reading the Word of God. Amen. Well, then you look over here at me think where I'm going here. In Psalms 55, verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee.
Right.
He shall never suffer the righteous be moved. I actually only wanted to read verse 23, but I want to read a good verse before I read this one. Verse 23, but thou, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men, read that, shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go see if we can figure out how many days we're talking about. Half their days. That's kind of interesting, ain't it? When you look at Psalms chapter number 90, verse 9, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that's told. I've done a lot of funerals. And that's what a funeral is. You're pretty much telling about somebody that lived and are no longer here in the land of the living. You're trying to bring comfort to those that are mourning and grieving. You're trying also to bring life or knowledge of life to those that remain, maybe that are lost. You're trying to plant the seed. You're trying to give the gospel and give comfort at the same time. Verse 10, the days of our years. Here's our normal life.
Yeah.
The days of our years are 70. That's 70.
Right.
I'm 65, soon to be 66. God's been good to me. If I never lived one more day, I'd say, "Woo! Thank you, Lord."
Amen.
I actually thought I wouldn't live to be 40 years old. That haunted me all my life. For some reason or another, I didn't think I was going to live to be 40. And when I hit 40, I thought everything here on out is just overkill. But I don't know why I had that thought, but I really didn't think I'd live to be very long or be old at all. And here I am, 65 years old and still going, amen. But the days of our year are 70. I haven't even hit the 70. Yeah, I have. I'm 65.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't hit the 10 yet. I ain't 70 yet. But look here. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it's soon cut off, and we fly away. So Caleb went into the promised land with the other 9. The 10 spies went in to spy out the promised land. 2 brought back a good report, Caleb and Joshua. Joshua ended up being the successor to Moses. Caleb, when he came into the promised land, boy, did he ever have a statement. He said, I was 40 years old when we went in to spy out the land. He said, I'm this day 80 years old. He said, I'm as strong today as I was when we went into the land. He said, give me that mountain. That's pretty good.
Yes, it is.
I'm as strong today as I was when we went into the land. I'll tell you right now, buddy, God promotes long life, strength, health. He said, for by me, thy days shall be multiplied. You'd think people would incline to that.
Yeah.
You'd think people said, would you mind showing me that verse there in the Bible? Instead of running some psychic, going through some treatment, some cancer, some chemo and all that stuff where your hair falls out and all that. You think they say, Lord, I believe you got a better plan here. Here's God's plan. For by me thy days shall be multiplied and the years of thy life shall be increased. That's a promise from God.
Right.
Now, all the promises of God in Jesus are what?
Yay.
Yay and amen.
Right.
In other words, you don't have to worry about it being negative. All the promises of God in Him, talking about Jesus, are yay and amen.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we have the most earnest reason to take God at His word, because God can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Look at verse 12. If thou be wise. Now that's a question only you can answer.
Mm-hmm.
thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous. She's simple and knoweth nothing. I've been a lot like that. I think I've been married to one to some degree. We do disagree a lot. We do sometimes agree a little on a few things. But she'd be a whole lot better off listening to me. I wish she was here so I could tell her. I might have to dodge a book or two. But I wish she was here. I'd say I could really help her if she'd listen. Look here. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their way. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him. Now, this is temptation. This is solicitation. There's a right relationship between a man and a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4 says, marriage is honorable in all. The bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. There is a right relationship that God had in mind for mankind.
Yeah.
And it's not Adam and Steve. It's not Adam and Eve. It was male and female. The purpose of it was so they could be fruitful and populate the earth. But this solicitation here, this woman's calling out the people that go by. Verse 15. Those that go by her, it says, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. You're going to be tempted in this life.
Yeah.
Every man, James said, is tempted. And we're no different. Matter of fact, some of the great men in the Bible, Elijah that prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Let me read you what the Bible says about him. In James chapter 5, verse 17, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, just common man. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3.5 years. 3.5 years, or 6 months. He prayed again, and the heavens gave rain. But notice, he's just a man of like passion. He's just normal.
Right.
But temptation, it comes to all. And it says here, this scripture is talking about temptation. It says, nobody's going to find out about it. Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. In other words, you can get away with it. This is kind of like where the devil talks to people to get them to commit unthinkable crimes. And nobody's going to catch you. You're going to get away, and as soon as you do it, he makes sure you get caught. But anyway, James chapter 1, verse 14, but every man is tempted when he's drawn away. Drawn away from what?
Yeah.
From the wisdom to know better.
Yeah.
Drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. I'm in James 1:15. And sin, when it's finished, it bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. You see, this woman here pictures temptation. And at 17, she's kind of saying, nobody ever know. You can have it. There's no price to pay. It's free to all. Look at verse 18. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. I don't know how many people that are in hell right now that would like to have just one more chance to say, I'll listen this time. I'll get saved this time. This time I'll attend church. This time I'll listen to what God says to me instead of rejecting the words of God, instead of rebelling against the Holy Spirit of God. I wonder how many in hell today would say, if you just give me one more chance.
Jerry, sorry, by the way, I didn't mean to interrupt. James and them are out there.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Alrighty.
I just wanted to give them a chance if they needed help.
Alright, you two fellas, see you there. If you need any more help, holler at me, and I'll come. Y'all need me?
No, we'll get it.
Alright.
Are they coming to the back door?
Yes, they are.
Praise the Lord. We was praying about that. Oh, we got Danny back there. He don't need no help.
Yeah, Danny's back there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. Hey, I'll tell you right now, buddy. I'm glad to hear that James and them is coming today.
Amen.
We prayed for them last night that they'd be able to make it today. But in this Proverbs chapter 9 that we've just taught, it starts out in verse 1, wisdom. It starts out verse 1, wisdom, and it ends up verse 18, talking about those that reject wisdom. They know not that the dead are there. Those that reject wisdom make a poor choice, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Anyone that refuses wisdom. Those of you who wasn't here earlier, we read out of Acts chapter 7 about those that stopped their ears from listening to Stephen and ran upon him and gnashed on him with their teeth and took him out and stoned him to death. They didn't want wisdom. He's preaching the truth to them. Proverbs chapter 10, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and stop right there. And I may not be able to help, but maybe I can do something.